Chairman, Senators, Senate Bill 1226 requires the Department of Consumer Affairs, DCA, to accept military experience towards licensure for proprietary private security officers and to expedite the licensure process for veterans. This bill also authorizes the licensing board to assist veterans with the process. Ask for an aye vote.
Any witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition?
Move the bill.
We're going to establish a quorum now. Roll call, please.
Lou?
Here.
Lou here. Wyland? Berryhill?
Here.
Berryhill here. Block? Corbett?
Here.
Corbett here. Galgiani?
Here.
Galgiani here. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Hill? Torres?
Here.
Torres here.
We have a motion?
Yes. A wonderful idea, Senator Correa.
Thank you. It's a lovely bill. Roll call.
Motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Wyland? Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hill? Torres?
Aye.
Torres, aye.
Thank you.
Are we waiting for any members?
Jerry Hill will be adding on.
I will put the bill on call for the absent members.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, it's all yours.
Okay, I'll be presenting on SB 600. This is a bill to prevent instances of patient harm while following the lead of the federal government and adding teeth to our state's enforcement of our drug supply. The bill conforms to recently enacted Federal Drug Quality and Security Act by strengthening definitions for misbranded drugs and devices under California Sherman Food, Drug, and Cosmetics Act, repealing California's e-pedigree law, and ensuring appropriate penalties for purchasing a foreign dangerous drug or medical device, illegitimate product, or suspect product. Amendments taken in the Assembly remove the opposition of stakeholders like pharma and members of the drug dispensing community. We start with your question, I vote.
Oh, fantastic. Anybody else? Witnesses in favor? Witnesses in opposition?
Move the bill.
Any questions? The bill's been moved. Secretary, call the roll.
Motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Torres?
Aye.
Torres, aye. 9-0.
We'll keep the roll open. That's it? Okay. Bill passes. Congratulations. Next bill.
SB 1247 is a bill. We already had a sunset review hearing on it, and the assembly amendments do the following things. It continues the operation of the private post-secondary bureau for 2 years, throughout which time there will be regular legislative oversight and independent workload and staffing analysis, enhance accountability by the director of DCA for the implementation of the act and performance of the bureau, as well as increased spending authority for the bureau to hire additional staff. It also expands the role of the bureau's advisory committee, provides additional program quality review by requiring institutions offering a degree to be accredited, and assists students seeking tuition recovery in the event of economic loss and harm. With that, I have witnesses here and respect the request and I vote.
Okay, witnesses in favor, and I would just remind everybody that this is a support, so try to keep it brief.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members, Ed Howard on behalf of the University of San Diego School of Law's Children's Advocacy Institute, Center for Public Interest Law, and Veterans Legal Clinic, with 7 of the 8 largest recipients of post-9/11 GI benefits being currently under investigation with either the federal government or state's attorney general, with 36 different attorneys general, either with active investigations or with lawsuits against some of these for-profit institutions, and with it having been documented that a lot of the targets of some of these few unscrupulous schools are veterans, students of color, economically underprivileged, and immigrants and even foster kids. This is among the most important things that certainly the department does, if not state government. There's a lot of terrific things in this bill, Mr. Chairman and members, that will go a long way toward helping those people who have previously been hurt. There's some more work to do. We can't thank the chair and the author enough for his leadership. And I also personally can't thank the staff in both houses enough who've worked on it, some of the most brilliant staff work that I've seen in my years in Sacramento, and for those reasons, respectfully ask your aye vote.
So moved.
We have some questions. Senator Torres?
And not a question, just very briefly. You know, there are schools, they have colleges, they have closed, specifically speaking to my district, where actually three colleges in Los Angeles that were closed. So I would also urge that that they be reviewed, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Weiland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I was the only no vote on this last time. We will support this, and I appreciate the focus on trying to improve the role. I think we clearly it's needed. It's a needed bureau, needed function, but I think it's really important that we make it function well. And the only other thing I'd like to point out, there are clearly some bad actors, but fact is, many of these for-profit institutions play the role they do because there is nothing else. Part of that is because our public system has failed a lot of young people. And I've talked personally, for example, to many people in healthcare, mostly young women, and I say, right off the bat, how much do you owe on your loan? And they will owe money on their loan, and it will be from a for-profit institution. And I'll say, why didn't you go to the community college? Why didn't you go to the CSU? Oh, they have a backlog of, you know, 3 or 4 years. I hope you who are still here, I would like to see this handled by the public ideally, but I fear that it won't be. And to the extent it won't be, we just need to make sure they do a good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have any more questions? Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The MTI carve-out, what's the backstory on that?
There's the backstory, and then there's my client's position. I mean, I'm a lawyer. I have been a practicing lawyer for 20-some-odd years. As far as I'm aware, I have no complaints. I've got a few published decisions and hopefully done some good work. I am not exempt from licensure prospectively on the basis of my past performance. So one of the things that I think is regrettable in the bill are the exemptions, notwithstanding the fact that I think that, as a precedent, I do believe that the performance measures that are included in the exemptions are quite rigorous. And it is for that reason that, notwithstanding the public interest community's chagrin at those being included, that we're still in a position of support for the bill, Senator. It will result in, for example, the vast majority of students in the state of California for these institutions enjoying the benefits of AB 2296, your excellent and nationally modeled disclosure bill. So because of that, because of the requirement that schools that provide, except for the ones that are exempt, provide Title 38 benefits, the increased accountability for DCA, which is so critical to addressing Senator Weiland's issue, the enforcement priorities for both complaints and for inspections, so that the Bureau, we know, will go after the hard cases, the ones that really benefit students, not the ones that drive their numbers up or harass schools and don't do anything for students, again, to Senator Weiland's point. There's a lot of good things in this bill. There's some more work to be done, but that's the backstory on the exemptions.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the work you've done and the work that the consultants have done, and I'm going to vote for the bill, but I was just, because my understanding is the exemptions actually only exempt one school. That might be wrong, but that's my understanding.
It's ours as well.
Okay. Any other questions, members? I apologize. Is there any opposition out there?
Yeah.
Oh.
May I testify in support, please?
You certainly may.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Liz Guillen with Public Advocates, which is a nonprofit civil rights firm. And we work closely with students, low-income students, immigrant students, and low-income communities. We support the bill because of our concern that Latino and African-American students are disproportionately represented in the undergraduate and training programs offered by these businesses, and other vulnerable students, single parents, returning veterans, older returning students, are also vulnerable to the practices of these institutions. These groups combined most need access. But access to what? They need access to high-quality education. And we believe that as while there's more to be done, that this bill will go a long way in making that more real. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Is there witnesses in opposition?
Jennifer Tannehill with the Aaron Reed and Associates on behalf of American Career College, West Coast University. We just wanted to come up and let you know that we removed our opposition with the last set of amendments and thank the author and staff for working so hard on this bill. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Senator Weiland.
Last comment on this ever. You talked about low-income students, and that's where the great need is. My concern is, when I look, and I've used healthcare as an example, there are lots of mostly young women, some young men. Most of them are Latino or African American. This is a route for them into the middle class, a route for a sense of satisfaction and self-worth and better lives. And that need now is only being filled partly, very partly, by the public sector. That shouldn't be. The other thing is, if you look at, let's take ITT Tech. If I look at those ads, now I see young Latino men. That is their market. And they're illustrating the jobs that we need. And they're talking not only about the quality of the job, but the quality of their lives. So as we weed out the bad actors, we need to have somebody there who's going to fulfill that role for those young people. And you all who are still here, please help on this. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just briefly, it's worth, so one of the things that I didn't know until this year is that a lot of immigrant communities, a lot of communities of color, like me, who are first generation going to college, they don't, when they have a terrible experience at a for-profit institution, a lot of times they don't differentiate between the for-profits and the public universities. And what a lot of the advocates have told me is that a terrible experience there poisons the entire idea of higher education for entire families. It's part of the reason this is so important. And over the years, Senator, I've not frequently gotten your vote on very many issues, but I've always tremendously admired your integrity and passion. You'll be missed. Thank you.
Well, I just, we have to help these kids, and obviously we want to do it right.
Move the bill.
The bill's been moved. Senator Corbett, did you have a question?
No, I moved the bill earlier.
Oh, the bill's been moved. Secretary, call the roll.
Motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred.
Would you like to close?
Let's vote.
Okay.
Lou?
Aye.
Aye. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Torres?
Aye.
Torres, aye. Yeah. Bills.
The bill's out. We're going to lift the call on the first bill today. Call the absent members.
Item number 2, SB 1226. Motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. The current vote is 7-0. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Sure. That bill is out. Meeting's adjourned.